find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I really have nothing to talk about this morning and no scheduled guest. I wasn't even planning on doing the program, but I'm here, and so if you have something you'd like to talk about, the number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255, and it's going to be open lines. Well, I think it's very interesting. I checked the price of gold this morning, $803 an ounce. There's gone on the price of gold. And, of course, silver pushing $14.50 an ounce. What you're basically seeing is the demise of the American dollar. The people in positions of power have decided just to collapse the value of the dollar. It's not that the dollar is, pardon me, the price of gold and silver going up. Understand, the price is not going up. It's the value of the dollar that's going down. And we're seeing the same thing with the price of oil flirting with $100 a barrel. And certainly if we continue our insane policies in the Middle East, why it can go to $150 to $200 a barrel for oil. In fact, Richard Haass, who is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission, one of the major architects of everything going on in the world today, made a statement within this last 10 days that if the United States goes to war with Iran, you can anticipate oil at $200 a barrel. Do you know that would translate into in the way of the price of gasoline in your tank? Do you know what it would cost as far as the foodstuffs in your stores, because they're all delivered by diesel trucks? The cost of airline transportation, the cost of pharmaceuticals, even the petrochemicals in paints and other things. This would have a devastating effect on our economy, but apparently there are people who really want that, and there is an elite that rules this country that seems to be intent upon transferring the manufacturing center of the world from the United States to China and moving our country into a third world status. Now, to the average individual, people say that couldn't happen. Our leaders wouldn't let that. George Bush or Hillary Clinton or no American leader would allow that to happen. And yet, of course, as these things unfold, everybody looks and says, well, it's not our fault. But there is a master plan, and we've discussed it many times, and I do hope many of you have actually gotten a copy of the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet. It was written by Mikhail Gorbachev along with Marie Strong, a multi-billionaire, former the assistant to Kofi Annan there in the United Nations. And until recently, the second most important and powerful man in the United Nations, and certainly then the third writer was Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller. I've heard recently that he's passed away to his just rewards. All three of these people deeply involved with the world occult movement. And in the Earth Charter, they call for the transfer of wealth between nations, and certainly equitable distribution of wealth within nations, but equitable distribution between nations. They are intentionally, purposely, maliciously, viciously actually transferring America's manufacturing jobs to other countries, bringing people from other countries here to work at lower wages, to lower our living standards. They know exactly what they're doing. They just can't let the American people understand that there are forces out there, parallel forces, that have a different worldview. And you can go to their website, the New Group of World Servers, the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, and, and they will tell you about the masters of wisdom, the spiritual hierarchy, the elder brothers, these transcendent beings who rule the world, who are in touch with the other dimension. And there is a parallel dimension. There are spiritual forces at work. And this is what energizes so many of our leaders, either knowingly or unknowingly, men who have sworn allegiance to secret societies that worship Lucifer. And as incredible as it may seem, they really are there. They exist. And, of course, you can study about them. You can read about them superficially in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to see the Luciferian ceremonies, you can go to William H. Kennedy's website, www.williamhkennedy.com, and see the Luciferian initiation ceremony of Skull and Bones, and of course the pagan ceremony there at the Bohemian Grove, where the leaders of our nation, I'm talking about executive and judicial and financial and banking and media executives, gather at the Bohemian Grove to pay homage to the owl. And of course, if you read the material, which we have actually from the Bohemian Grove, I don't know anybody else has it, but where they talk about how they the word that they use is not worship, but it's very, very similar to that, to the owl. That is the symbol of everything, this 40-foot owl, where they have this feigned, at least we assume it's a feigned, a human sacrifice every year. The Bohemian Grove up here just north of where I live, where they have the ancient pagan rites. But certainly this thing, the whole world movement, goes back thousands of years. And there have always been pagan and secret societies that always had one goal, and that was to bring about a world government and a different world religion under the control of a world leader. And in some ways, we're living at the most exciting and dangerous and frightening and challenging times in all history, because this world government is becoming a reality. Everything is in place. Certainly the world parliament, the world executive, the world court, the world police force, yes, the world army, that's NATO. And, of course, this law, the Sea Treaty they're trying to get through now, is the final thing they need, because it will give them taxing power for their world government that will supersede our Constitution. And the freedoms that you think you have under our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, those will simply be a remembrance of things past, like yesterday's sunset. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. It's open lines. I'd love to hear from you. And if you disagree, that's what it's all about.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Burrell Sports Bar and Grill and Brush reminds all parents, children, and school, meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. That's from Corral Sports Bar and Grill, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Corral Sports Bar and Grill at 101 Clayton Street in Brush. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And I was just talking about the plan program to impoverish our people. People said that it just couldn't be. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the dollar has fallen, and I don't know how many of you understand the basket of currencies concept, but the dollar was about $1.20, $1.25 to the basket of currencies about 3 years ago. Today it's a little over 76 in reference to that same basket of currencies. And the European euro currency that was 80 is now up around 140, whereas the dollar continues dropping. And what the Federal Reserve System is doing everything possible to ensure that the dollar will continue to fall. And with that, of course, will come the rising prices, will come inflation, will come the destruction of the value of people's annuities and of their bonds and of their deposits in the bank and certainly of their pension funds. And because many of the pension funds now are investing in these in hedge funds, and the hedge funds are investing in these collateralized debt obligations. And this is all part of a plan to impoverish our people. But when the people are impoverished, who will they look to solve the problem? They'll be there on their knees, pleading with the government to bring back the good old days, but the good old days are not coming back again, ladies and gentlemen, because they really are in the process of destroying the infrastructure of our nation. Certainly we have some manufacturing. We've lost about 5 million manufacturing jobs. And according to a gentleman, a professor at one of the large universities, I think it was at Dartmouth, but he was basically saying, I think it was, his name was Sleeper, and he said that we could lose another 40 million jobs in America. We don't have that many manufacturing jobs at all. We have a little over 20 million manufacturing jobs left. He's talking about the other jobs that can leave here, the engineering jobs, the computer technology jobs, jobs doing with the architecture, things of that sort, anything with building and construction, even many law jobs can be done over in India, and then, of course, the results sent over here and taken into court by either an American or an Indian lawyer. They'll have the ability, reciprocity, but our jobs are leaving. And what we're going to do is seeing the progressive lowering of living standards all across America. In fact, in most families, both the husband and wife have to work. And certainly with the skyrocketing prices of everything going up, despite the fact the government's lying and telling us there's no inflation, inflation is rampant. Go to the grocery stores and look and see what's happening to prices. Go to the gas station and see what's happening to the price of gasoline. Go to a student at one of the universities, see what's happening to the price there. Or go to the pharmacy and see what's happening to the price of pharmaceuticals or the hospital and the price of medical care. Everything is going up, and the government is simply lying to us. Why? Because they don't want you to understand that they are promoting inflation that will destroy the value of everything you've worked your entire life for. Well, our plea is understand what's going on. Make what preparations you can to protect yourself, but help us educate the American people that there are those within government who have a different worldview. They have a different agenda. Their loyalty is not to the United States. Their loyalty is this age-old dream of the secret societies and the mystery religions carried down for 5,000 years about bringing about a world government. And that, of course, is why we're over in Iraq fighting today. Certainly, it's nice to have all that oil, but that's not the major reason we're there. It's certainly not the major reason we went into Afghanistan. We didn't go into Afghanistan to catch Osama bin Laden. Those of you who heard my interviews with General Mike DeLong, when I asked him why we didn't catch bin Laden, Major General DeLong was actually the Assistant Chief of CENTCOM, the Central Command for the Middle East, both before and after the 9/11 attack. And he said, well, we didn't go there to get to Osama bin Laden, to Afghanistan. It would have been nice if we could. We went there to change the government. Wait a minute. Change the government? We go to war to change the government? I thought we went to war to retaliate against the wicked Osama bin Laden, who sent those 19 people over here, 50 to Saudi Arabia, incidentally, with box cutters to take out our planes. And, ladies and gentlemen, nothing could be further from the truth. We did not go into Afghanistan to catch Saudi Arabia. In fact, we have an article published in the Washington Times, I believe the 5th or the 7th of October of 2001, this would be just 3 weeks after the attack, where a high government official said, we don't have an idea of getting Osama bin Laden first. Our whole philosophy is to get Osama bin Laden last. Because if we got Osama bin Laden, how would we justify continuing the war in Afghanistan? Of course, he didn't mention the war, actually, with Iraq. If it hadn't been for the threat of Osama bin Laden, how many Americans would have been willing to go to war in Iraq? Or how many would be willing to go to war with Iran and the entire Islamic world with the assured financial destruction of this country? Because there's no way we can afford. We're already putting out $2 to $2.5 billion every day. Right now we have to borrow that amount of money, you know, just to pay our bills. And other countries are no longer investing in T-bonds, and they're no longer investing, certainly, in our government. They're coming in here with whatever dollars they have, and believe me, they've got an awful lot of dollars. They're buying up our industries. They're buying up, you know, parts of our stock market. They're buying up, certainly, our natural resources. They're buying up the infrastructure of the United States. And that's what happens to a second-rate nation. That's what we've done for years to third world nations to keep them impoverished. And you know that throughout the world, about half of the population lives on $2 a day or less. And that is a direct result because of America's interference in the domestic policies in those nations and getting them to build big infrastructure projects, which, of course, were built by American corporations and massive loans then incurred by those countries, and most of the money funneled off into the elite, but the people had to pay it. And all the money then was coming in the form of taxes was, of course, going to pay off the interest on those loans. If you haven't read the book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, by John Perkins, or got our 4-tape set of interviews with him, or his second book, The Secret History of the American Empire, and of course the 4-tape set that goes with that, you need to get that information. And you need to understand that there is retribution for countries that exploit the suffering of nations throughout the world. And if you think we're really concerned about what's happening and the suffering in other countries, I would simply point to Botswana, where the American public health policies have been so successful at dealing with the AIDS epidemic that 46% of the pregnant women in Botswana are HIV positive and all going to die. There's American tax dollars are worth. In fact, the figures are collected by your Census Bureau. What is the American Census Bureau doing collecting AIDS statistics in Botswana? Why, we want to see what a great job we're doing. But we can't tell the American people that we have a genocidal policy for much of the rest of the world. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if God is just, he brings judgment upon the nations that bring about these terrible suffering. They tell you, you know, my goodness, there's so many people in the world, we've got to do something to control population. We have a program, it's called genocide. it's being carried out in Africa. That's why they blocked the implementation of effective public health policies in Africa to stop the AIDS epidemic. That is why 40% of the children who are HIV positive, their mother isn't HIV positive. How do little kids 5, 6 years old get AIDS? Well, they get it through their immunizations, ladies and gentlemen. They get it through their immunizations. But we can't let the American people realize what we're really doing. If you've not yet seen the video we have, it's a DVD, actually, with Dr. Ayoub called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda by Dr. Ayoub. We offer that through my ministry. And with that comes a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on how we're using the vaccination program to sterilize and to kill off the people of Africa. But we can't let the American people know that. Who is funding that? Well, of course, it's largely being funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is strongly in favor of population control, but also is funding worldwide vaccinations for poor children. Why, if you were in favor of population control, would you be funding the vaccination program? Well, maybe for the same reason that if you were to go to the website for the New Group of World Service, the New Group of World Service, which is, of course, is the front group for the Lucius Trust, which used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And look at the sources of funding for the New Group of World Service. One of them just happened to be the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Why would they be funding the New Group of World Service, along with, of course, the Jimmy Carter Foundation, President Jimmy Carter's foundation, the New Group of World Service, which is acknowledged by the Lucius Trust, who are Luciferians, to be the front organization for the Lucius Trust is the New Group of World Service. Go to the internet. They may have pulled down the sites now. I don't know whether they have or not, but we actually recorded them so we would have them as a permanent fixture. They can't let the American people understand that behind everything going on, behind this world population agenda, are powerful spiritual forces that intend to kill off most of the world's population, not only, of course, in Africa and in Asia, but right here in the United States, and they're in the process of doing that. Why do you think the incidence of cancer has skyrocketed since the beginning of the last century, where at that time one person in 33 died of cancer, and today is about one person in three dies of cancer? Used to be one person in 33, today it's one person in three. How could you do such a poor job unintentionally? And of course, the thing is, they're suppressing effective treatments for cancer because the idea is people got to die of something. They might as well die of cancer or Alzheimer's disease, which you can trace directly back to the influenza shots they're insisting our elderly people take, when there's no evidence it's going to save their lives, but there is every evidence it's going to produce Alzheimer's disease, which is now risen to number 7 in the causes of death in America. Alzheimer's disease is number 7 in deaths in America. Is that why they're encouraging people to take the influenza shots with the mercury in them? And according to Dr. Fudenberg, and we'll be glad to send the documentation to any of you who are skeptics, it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 1,000%. 10 years down the line, increases Alzheimer's disease 1,000%. Our number 970-689-8255. We don't have anything definitely planned. We would appreciate hearing from you. If you have a question or comment, you agree or disagree. If you are concerned about what's happening economically to our nation and the rapid fall of the American dollar, if you're concerned about the rising prices in our country, and specifically the impact of oil on our nation, if you're concerned about the fact that there is an effort, a conscious, organized effort, to impoverish the American people and to lower our living standards, if you're concerned about American policy throughout the world, which is promoting genocide, and, oh, my goodness, the idea that we would promote genocide, and then how can you understand the incidence of HIV infection in pregnant women in Botswana? 46%? That's either the greatest public health tragedy of all time or the most successful genocidal policy. My number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. So, forward your calls.
Many of our high school children are being exposed to the life-threatening drug crystal methamphetamine. This chemical is addictive, causes brain damage, and is killing our children. Parents, you can help your child resist peer pressure by supervising their activities. Get involved in schoolwork and get to know their friends. Help eliminate drugs in our community. That's from Maverick Coil Tubing Service, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Maverick Coil Tubing Service in Fort Morgan. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we have Jim calling from Massachusetts. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Very good, Dr. Stan. I wonder if you could comment on this. Paul Craig Roberts, who was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, in one of his latest newsletters, and I'll just quote from a small portion of it here at the beginning, he says, when he departs the White House on January 20th, 2009, the current president will bequeath to the American people and the next administration an interminable war in the Middle East and a depreciated currency. And that's the good news. It assumes that there is a successor administration and that no Cheney-contrived, quote, national emergency, unquote, will make it possible for Bush to test drive National Security Presidential Directive NSPD 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive HSPD 20 to cancel the 2008 election.
Well, certainly I agree with everything he says. I'm very, very concerned. We have no intention of ever pulling our troops out of the Middle East. We need to have the conflict there to convince the American people that if we pull out, there's going to be chaos. And so we do everything we can to promote the chaos. We are not being allowed to effectively win the war. I mean, the Sunnis were our enemies, you know, about a year ago. Now we're arming them and and now the Shias, who've been our friends, are becoming our enemies. But the war is going to continue going as long as we're there. And if it slows down, they'll come up with new incidents to provoke it. As far as the presidential directives, and speaking specifically of the Homeland Security Directive 20 and the Presidential Directive for National Security 51, these are a blueprint for dictatorship, and whoever becomes president in the year 2008 will be able to utilize those against the American people. People don't understand. Maybe you like George Bush. Maybe you say he would never use these powers. But once those powers are there, they can be misused. So Paul Craig Roberts is certainly one of my favorite writers. I certainly have the greatest respect for him. And I applaud his willingness to come out and tell the American people that the laws are on the books for a dictatorship. It was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, and the fact that most people have never heard of these two presidential directives passed the 9th of May of this year, which, of course, circumvent the previous National Emergency Act, which was passed in 1976, that said, you know, if the president wants to declare a dictatorship, you know, under some guise or another, or national emergency, he's got to go to Congress, and Congress has to agree that this is legitimate. What this new legislation has done is to circumvent Congress and the Senate and our duly elected representatives and give to one man the ability to create a dictatorship in America, and that's covered in our new syllabus called the Plan Police State. We actually give you the specific directives as they come from the White House, and Chris so much gives the whole history of all of this move going back to the War Powers Act of the Lincoln times, and then in the times of Woodrow Wilson and then FDR. But step by step, we are moving towards a dictatorship people say could never happen. Ladies and gentlemen, why would they have done away with the Posse Comitatus Act, you know, to allow the use of the American military against American civilians? Police are not trained for crowd or control of the population. The military is trained to kill people. That's what they're trained for. They do not have the weapons to control crowds or civil unrest. The police have that, but not the military. When you bring in the military, you want to kill people. Why does George Bush do away with the Posse Comitatus Act? I think the explanation should be pretty self-evident, and I agree totally with what Paul Craig Roberts has written.
And also the ominous rise of Blackwater, the world's largest private mercenary army, which someone has written a book on, I can't recall his name, but this can also be used against us domestically as well.
You're absolutely right. In fact, these people are above the law. They killed 17 Iraqis over there, and they say, well, gee, our military can't control them, and they don't come under Iraqi law. They're excused from being responsible there. And now they want to use those mercenaries here. Not only that, but Blackwater now offers a spy service. They will actually come up with spies and gathering intelligence and having people planted in the community. Now, who's going to pay them, you know, for spies in the United States other than our own government? But these people operate outside the law. And Coffer Black, formerly of the CIA, who has a very questionable background, suddenly is working for Blackwater, along with another number of other people from the intelligence agencies, going to work for this private army, this private mercenary army that is being subsidized by our government, and I fear one day to be used against the American people as they were used, in New Orleans, going door to door, collecting weapons and intelligence on the tragic people of New Orleans in a crisis that never should have happened, and it wouldn't have happened had it not been that FEMA came in and blocked the efforts by the surrounding states and groups to come in and rescue the people of New Orleans. Why would FEMA have done that and allowed people to die needlessly, saying you can't go in there? Why, there might be violence if you did. So I share your concern about Blackwater, Jim.
Very good, Dr. Stan, yes. One other point, I was listening to an MP3 this morning of an anti-war radio program where Charles Goyette interviewed Naomi Wolf, and she's the author of a book called The End of America, A Letter of Warning to a Young Patriot, and she discusses the American constitutional crisis and the steps that have led societies to totalitarianism in the last century, and we're rapidly approaching the point of no return.
Well, people don't understand history, and those who cannot remember history are condemned to repeat it, said George Santayana. And I believe that. People say it can't happen here. And I say, why couldn't it happen here? And if God is just, why would he prevent it from happening here? I agree with you. God bless.
God bless.
Thanks so very much.
All right, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And we've got Michael who's driving through Colorado. Hi, Michael, are you there? Michael, driving through Colorado, are you there? Well, it sounds like we may have missed Michael, but if you have a question, a comment, would like to give us a call, 970-689-8255, and I haven't had a chance to interview Naomi Wolf. I do have her book, and it's called The End of the United States, or The End of America. And certainly this is true. I mean, we are moving away from everything that made America a great nation. I mean, when I was a boy, we had prayer in our schools. We had respect in our schools. We had discipline in our schools. We had love for our country. We used to sing the third stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner. You know, then conquer we must when the cause it is just, but this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph shall wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave. But we can't sing that in school anymore. Why? Because the wicked people who hate God, at least the God of the Bible, have taken God and prayer out of our schools. And they've brought in, of course, the worship of humanism and sex and perversion and everything that God abhors. We're in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Most people don't even know the battle going on.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. The upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness for families in our community. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by legally intoxicated drivers. So do yourself and your community a favor. Remember the three C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This message courtesy of Matt and his family and the caring professionals at Global Power Washing in Denver. For the highest quality workmanship with prompt, dependable service, call 303-655-1479, 303-655-1479 for Global Power Washing in Denver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Will there be a war soon in the Middle East? And what will happen if Israel's enemies fire mass rockets into Israel's major cities? Come this Sunday, November the 4th at 4 p.m. and hear Avi Lipkin, former spokesperson for the Israeli Army, speak on these subjects. The location is the KHNC radio station, 2 South Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. Call KHNC Radio 1-800-205-6245 for more information. We will have all the pizza available that you can eat. KHNC radio station, November the 4th, 4 p.m. Be there. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Back here, let's go to Michael, who's driving through Colorado. Hi, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Look, a couple of comments. On your last caller, on Friday, Blackwater was put under the jurisdiction of the U.S. military command in Iraq.
Good. Well, I'm glad that they are, because they've got to be answerable to somebody. You can't go around killing civilians and saying, well, gee, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, originally, you know, they were answerable to the U.S. State Department, and I think the American government probably thought rightly that the military command could put them under their own rules, and I think the State Department rules were vague, and so probably that'll clear up the Blackwater issue.
Well, I hope so.
So just briefly, this issue of immunizations is really a tough issue, because on one hand, if parents don't immunize, they don't immunize, then their kid could get polio or some horrible disease, and in populations which are not immunized, then diseases like polio start to get a grip again and cause problems. It's worth noting that in 2002, the FDA pulled this thimerosal rule that thimerosal, which had that that microscopic amount of some mercury substance in it, they pulled that out of all immunizations. So
they did not. It is still in your influenza vaccines. Yes.
Anyway, the information I have is to the contrary.
Yeah. You have faulty information. I'll be glad to if you want to contact me, I'll get the information for you. But they took it out of childhood vaccines in the United States, but they did not take it out of the vaccines they gave to children. They're playing games with your mind. It's in the influenza vaccine. It's given to pregnant women the first trimester, to children at 6 months of age, and to the elderly, and that's why they're pushing it. They know it has the mercury in it, and they know that it's deleterious effects, and it's not a microscopic amount, because, of course, if you've gone to the Simpsonwood CDC secret meeting that they had, the people there were all concerned. What happens when the public realizes that we've been producing autism? Simpsonwood, anybody can go to it. It's available now after being classified top secret. It is available on the Internet, thanks to Congressman Weldon, who got that thing released. They did everything they can. How can they let the American people know that they're responsible for the epidemic of autism?
Well, anyway, moving on to currency, I'm a stock and a commodities trader, and I don't trade currencies, but I do know that billions of dollars worth of U.S. dollars trade on the open markets every day, and the reason the dollar is dropping, I think, is because foreigners are selling their investments in the United States to move their money overseas to more to markets which they see have more productive returns. And I think China certainly is the largest investor in U.S. stocks and bonds and in the U.S. mortgage market. And since the U.S. mortgage markets are going south, and since it looks like we're going to have a Democratic administration coming up in 18 months, then a lot of foreign investors are moving their money out of the United States, so they're having to sell their American stocks and bonds and mortgage holdings and so forth. And anytime there's big selling pressure, the value of something, of course, drops. If you look back at Britain's attempt to government banks' attempt to stabilize their own currency. If you look at Japan, the Bank of Japan's attempt to stabilize their own currency, if you look back in the past, I think you find that when a government tries to stabilize its currency by buying, well, in this case, the Federal Reserve would be buying dollars, you find that the bank just doesn't have enough influence in the money markets to really influence its own currency very much. So I think when the international community sees that, the United States is again a good place to invest, then I think the dollar will start to stabilize and move up against the euro and some of the other currencies.
But what happens if it doesn't?
Well, then we go into fortunately, the only positive side of this whole equation is that American exports are much cheaper overseas, so American companies that are exporting have have a much better chance to sell overseas. And so I think you're seeing a lot of big multinationals who produce things like Microsoft and Oracle And some of the technology companies are doing quite well because their products are now very competitive overseas. So, and of course, it's cheaper for European and Asian tourists now to tour and vacation in America. So we'll probably see that pick up.
Yes, but, of course, it's much more expensive for Americans going overseas, and the products that we import from overseas are going to go down. And what we need is something of value behind our currency. We need to have a positive, like a gold standard. It worked.
Well,
worked very well for thousands of years. It's been abandoned. There's no incidents in all history where a nation has gone under a fiat money system, or a group of nations have gone under a fiat money system, where that's worked. And the reason that there's no way to stabilize the dollar is simply because there's nothing behind the dollar. There's nothing to tie it to.
What's behind the economy, sir, what's behind the dollar is the U.S. economy. And when you have the Democrats talking about launching the biggest, you know, tax increase in the history of America, Mr. Rangel and his buddies up there and Hillary and the leading Democrats pushing this big tax increase, of course, you know, people assume that, you know, their investments in America are going to be heavily taxed, and they're going to move to their money out now while they have a chance to other countries which have a lower tax rate. You probably noticed that most of the major countries in Europe, France and Germany and Eastern Europe, all these, and Russia actually has a 15% flat tax. You know, all of these other countries have figured out how to disadvantage the United States, and of course the unfortunate part is the U.S. Congress is playing right into their hands. So.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, Jim. Thanks so much for your call.
You bet. Thank you.
Hello, Linda. Are you out there, Linda? Linda? Well, Linda was holding on the line, hoping to come on with us.
I'm here.
Well, I think we're out of time. The problem we have today is the fact that Jim says the strength of... Hello, Linda?
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry we're out of time. God bless. Sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Talk to you later.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Will there be a war soon in the Middle East? And what will happen if Israel's enemies fire mass rockets into Israel's major cities? Come this Sunday, November the 4th at 4 p.m. and hear Avi Lipkin, former spokesperson for the Israeli Army, speak on these subjects. The location is the KHNC radio station, 2 South Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. Call KHNC Radio 1-800-205-6245 for more information. We will have all the pizza available that you can eat. KHNC radio station, November the 4th, 4 p.m. Be there.
we're told that we don't need that anymore. Now we have the strength of the American economy backing our currency. The trouble is, we are systematically and intentionally and purposely shifting our economy to other nations. I mean, go to Walmart, go to any one of the major department stores in America, and where are most of the products made? They're made elsewhere. They're not made in the United States. There's an organized effort to shift our manufacturing offshore. And with that, of course, will come the destruction of the American dollar. Why would anybody want to do that? Simply read the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet. If you can't find it, it is included in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, or we'll even send you a free copy. But if you have the Internet, you can pull it down, read it through. This, of course, is kept. The Earth Charter is the new Ten Commandments for America, at least according to Mikhail Gorbachev and Marie Strong. It is the new Ten Commandments, not only for America, but for the world. It is kept in the Ark of Hope, which is a Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And, of course, this is the plan, point 10A, equitable distribution of wealth between nations. So that's really what's going to be happening as we shift our wealth to other nations, our manufacturing to other nations. If you'd like, of course, to get my treatise on what's happening financially, it's called The Financial Tsunami. It's a talk available on CD or video along with the syllabus. It gives you the Fed statistics. And then, of course, my little pamphlet on the history of money. If you haven't yet read Ed Griffin's excellent book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Professor Sutton's The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, or Andrew Dickens' white book written 100 years ago on fiat money inflation in France, and what happened to France when they turned to a fiat money system such as we have today. Well, the system has worked pretty well for a time, but that time is coming to an end. And, of course, we're seeing the end result of what happens when you don't have anything behind your currency, and we're beginning to see gold moving to $803 an ounce this morning. We're seeing oil pushing $100 a barrel. And what happens when it gets to $200 a barrel? There's no reason for it going up. We have plenty of oil up there off the north slope of Alaska. If you haven't got our four tapes out on oil or our book, The Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams, you need to get the material and understand the whole rising price of oil is contrived.